Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer. I am so excited that Real Housewives of New Jersey is back for another season, season 14, and we have a housewife in the studio today, Dolores Catania. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm so good. This place just gives me good energy vibes.
I'm all excited to be here.
Just the colors, your shoes, Dylan, you're adorable, you know. Well,
you look adorable too. You look beautiful.
So this is like a... Palm Royale kind of vibe I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's good. And Margaret was just in, she was like in Palm Beach.
Yeah, because she's with Mindy Cohen.
Right, who's on the show, yeah.
Yeah, we're friends.
Okay.
You know who she is. Mindy Cohen is Natalie from Facts of Life.
Okay.
And also Thelma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Little fun facts.
Good to know. Well, we have another show to talk about today.
Okay.
Real Housewives.
You know, I was kind of procrastinating that, but okay. That was what that whole thing was about.
We're just here to recap Palm Royale.
Let's talk about anything but the anxiety I'm going to get just to talk about this.
So you guys, it's been a minute since you filmed this season. It's finally here. We're back another year in Jersey. How does it feel?
You know what? Every year is a gift.
Yeah.
I have to say it's a gift for you and it's a gift for me to be on, because every year I'm like, oh my God, it's over. We're done for. And then it's just a great season. So I never take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. This is your 8th season, I think.
Is it 8th or 9th? Something
eighth
like
or
that.
Nine,
yeah, eight. Yeah, yeah. I came in season 7. So do the math.
7, 8, 9, 10. I think it's 8. You've been around the block for a minute now.
Yeah, for sure.
This season is a little different in terms of who's
it is.
Speaking, who's
I want to say it's a different dynamics.
Yeah. What do you think, you know, having been through a lot of different sort of iterations of what this franchise has gone through, like how does this season feel different going into it, both like from your perspective filming and maybe for the viewers?
So from my perspective filming, a lot of what you've seen over the years is people get into fights and then they get back together. I don't see that happening with the difference of people that have the falling yeah. out, the bridges are burnt.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to call this season anything, it's burnt bridges.
Mm-hmm. I think Melissa's tagline, it's like, it's easy to burn bridges when you're on fire.
Okay, well, yeah. Plus, you know, there's meaning yes. to that.
Yeah. You're so good at maintaining all of your relationships within the group. I think that's something on this franchise more than any. It's like kind of, it's wild to even think about the fact that you're able to kind of like stay good with everyone.
Right. So I say sometimes divine intervention that I come out of it alive, but it hasn't been easy. So mm-hmm. a lot of people, you only see what you see, but you don't see a lot of the things that I've dealt with off camera. Not everyone's always happy with me.
Right.
I'm not always the popular girl because of that, because I'm not picking a side. And people call me Switzerland, which kind of offends me sometimes, because it's not about being Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being smart. I don't want to take somebody else's fight that I may not agree with, right? So if you're both my friends and I was friends with you before you got into a fight, I'm not going to support your beef.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I won't do is become friends with someone while they're in a fight with my friend.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right. It's like your existing relationships aren't necessarily being guided by someone else's feelings.
Yeah.
But that you do have loyalty when it comes to, you know, making new friends and you know, choosing who you're going to form relationships
and
with.
And there's also boundaries that I've kept.
Yes.
Like, I could be friends with everybody, but when somebody's in a huge fight, there are certain boundaries that I'll keep that maybe I won't be seen everywhere with them until things calm down. Like, mm-hmm. I've always tried to respect everyone's feelings, right?
Yeah. I was going to ask, in terms of those boundaries, do you feel like this season with things being, you know, the bridges are burnt, like you said, do you feel like your boundaries were still kind of respected by most people, or was it harder? Did you have to kind of reinforce them more?
Well, nobody respects boundaries around here, by the way. So it was the boundaries I've set within myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? If you just did something really horrible to my friend, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, let's go out to dinner. You're my friend, but right now I'm going to pass on that dinner until things just cool down a little bit. I'm still going to be your friend, but I don't need to throw it in everybody's face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to go out for an Instagram picture to say I'm on your side. I know all about that shit.
Yeah. I feel like that's one thing where it's like, on, you know, over the course of seasons on any Housewives show, on any Bravo show, it's like, there is that kind of game that it's like, okay, like, we're going to this event together, even if we're not filming, and everybody sees kind of like who's in the team together. And that's something I feel like you are a little more selective about.
I'm a little more selective about that. Correct. It doesn't mean I like anybody less or love anybody less. If I call you a friend, I call you family. Mm-hmm. But I just try to be, you know, just like careful with overdoing it.
Yeah.
If somebody's mad at me because I'm still friends with someone they don't like, that's too bad. That I will never compromise. Mm-hmm. So there's ways around it. And I don't ever tell one person what the other person said about them. Mm-hmm. Because they don't really need to hear it. Not everybody needs to know everything, because I don't want them to stay apart. I want them to make up again. That makes my life easier and makes a great show. Like, we need to go on vacation together, guys. Let's at least try not to kill each other.
Yeah. I feel like that's why we had to have Jen Fessler's birthday in the premiere, because it's like, everybody's going to say yes to this invitation.
Exactly. Jen Fessler's funny.
She is. She was. So this is her second season on the show. Yeah. Rachel and Danielle, second season also. I don't think we talked last season. Can you just tell me a little bit about those three, kind of what you feel like they have brought to the show? Because you guys had the same cast for
a long time. And we always used to say, we don't even have a lot of girls, but mm-hmm. we carried a show. Mm-hmm. As friends of, I think they brought it. They did. And being new and being young for Danielle and Rachel, you know, there's an aspect to that there's something for every viewer. You mm-hmm. have to give something to everybody, right? We're very, I feel like Jersey's the most relatable, period.
Yeah.
So now we have something, maybe they can, somebody who's watching can relate to something they're going through with their kids or something like that, or friendships, new friendships. You know, when you get to be our age, you're not surprised at what people do to you. You just aren't. It's all been done and said. Show me something that hasn't been done to me by a man, by a woman, like, you know, we're pretty wise. But now you have the new one going through this, the younger ones going through it newly.
Yeah.
And they handle things a little differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess on your show, it's like, because you and Margaret have like adult kids, you know, who are like off with careers and stuff. And
yeah, we exactly.
have with Melissa and Teresa, kids going to college, you know, that dynamic is very interesting. And then, you know, Rachel and Danielle have babies.
So we have something for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, even like with you, on the premiere, you're talking to Teresa about like Gabriella going off to school, like kind of going through those periods.
Yeah. And, you know, I like that a lot of times people reach out to me about the experiences we're going through in life. How did you handle this? How did you handle your divorce? How did you handle raising your kids? How did you handle getting along with your ex? I like that. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to get back and go through something not in vain. So I like that. You can reach out to all of us and find and get something out of us if you want it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different life stages and life experiences that people can kind of like, you know, find the thing that they latch onto a little bit. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I am so happy that warmer weather is finally back and we can get back to enjoying some time in the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring May flowers and also sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I have had seasonal allergies for pretty much my entire life. Unfortunately, there are definitely those days where I have canceled my plans because I simply just don't want to be out in the world because of my allergies. But luckily, Claritin is the perfect thing that you can just take at the beginning of the day, and it really helps with all of those symptoms, clearing up your eyes, clearing up your sinuses, clearing up your congestion. It's the easiest way to just get those allergies under control, whether it's in the spring, any other time of year, and it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Now that you've been on the show for such a long time, we've seen you with Pauly now for a couple seasons. It's not like so fresh anymore. Do you feel more like settled about sharing things? Like,
I'm never settled about sharing my relationship because I'm shy about it.
Okay.
I don't show my emotions. I'm not a crier in public. I'm not like a mushy person. So I get like feeling like shy about that sometimes still, mm-hmm. you know?
I think it's tricky also because when you bring something on the show, like a relationship or, you know, whatever, it's like people feel like they can ask every question right away. I mean, I feel like people were asking about you and Pauly getting engaged, like,
yeah, like
the first time we ever heard you were together. Like
it's a lot. Look at my age.
Yeah.
Look at where I am in my life. Do you think that's my absolute goal? It's not. I've been there. I've had children. I've been married. I want peace in my life. I want someone who's committed to me and someone who loves my kids as much as I do. That's my goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The rest, I got to walk around with a big fat ring. I can get a big fat ring every day. You know what I mean? Do I want to have a big party wedding? I think I'd be shy to do that.
Mm.
You know, I don't need that. I need someone who is good to me and someone who speaks nicely to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's something where, like, when you do share the relationship on the show, it's like people getting to know kind of that side of you. Like you said, you don't share your emotions all the time, but it's like, you can tell when someone's happy and something is, yeah. you know, improving your life.
Of course.
You know, for the better.
And a ring doesn't define a relationship. A marriage doesn't define, because tomorrow's not promised to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a marriage can end tomorrow. Mine could still keep going. I mean, you just don't know. I don't think those things are important if you're young. I don't tell any relationship that's young to waste their time with someone who isn't going to give them a ring or give them a future. Mm-hmm. No. Don't think it's okay because I do it. I'm 53.
Mm.
If you're a young girl and that guy's stringing you along, or you're in a relationship and that person is stringing you along, then you got to go.
I feel like you could do like a relationship advice show or something.
I might be able to. You know, I'm divorced 25 years.
I think, that's an interesting thing because Frank Sr. has been so present on the show. I think people forget that, like, you guys weren't together, you know, right before you came on the show or, you know, a few years ago. It's like there's been a lot of
I got divorced when I was 28 years old. Mm-hmm. I got divorced. So, you know, I could have gotten married again, but I mean, I'm okay with the way things are. I don't have to be married. Mm-hmm. I'm not against it. I'm not saying I won't get married. I'm not saying I would say no if I got engaged. I'm not saying any of that, but I don't live for that.
Yeah. People, by the way, loved seeing that you were at Britney's bridal shower.
I saw that, and it's second nature to me.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
I really am. She looked beautiful. He walked her in. Mm. It was a, you know, a beautiful big wedding slash shower looking thing. You know, it was DJ and smoke gun, and she was dancing with her friends all night. And
very Jersey. Very Jersey.
It was so Jersey. She had more hair than Therese on her wedding day. And the flowers were like a wedding at the Plaza Hotel. Like you would think, like it was a tree on the table. Beautiful, beautiful. Great. I mean, the food, friends, so nice. And they're having a destination wedding, which we're all going to. It's in Captiva. Gosh.
Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. I mean, I think like that's another thing where you say you're all in different phases of life. You have different things people can relate to. I think figuring out kind of how to navigate, you know, okay, my ex is with someone new and they're still in our lives. And how does that look? Like everybody really does have those different dynamics. And I think it's like so nice to see that.
At my age, yeah, you're going to get a lot of that. You're going to date someone who's been married and they have kids. You're going to not get it, but you have to find the best in everything. You're not going to get along with everybody.
Yeah.
Your kids may not mend with the other kids.
Are we going to see Frank Sr. on the show this season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I noticed he wasn't at Jen's party, and I'm like, I know, I mean, for such Jen a long...
Jen's best party? Yeah,
I
yeah.
I think he wasn't there. I don't know.
No, I, you know...
There's a lot going on.
No, you're right. He wasn't. Frank may have been away.
Okay.
He was invited. He opened up 4 dispensaries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Frank's got... He's very busy.
I mean, Frank is like... He's like a hot commodity on this show. I mean, I always think it's funny at BravoCon when you have the Jersey ladies and the Jersey guys, and it's like, y'all are like top tier celebrities.
He gets a standing ovation. Frank Catania gets a standing ovation.
I wonder, you know, we're not doing BravoCon this year. I'm like, by 2025.
I'm so sad about
that. Do you think we'll have one Jersey panel? Will everybody be able to be on stage together?
You're lucky if we could even be in the same room together when, you know, in New York, when we all get together for the reunion, you'll be lucky.
I know.
We might have to do it by like between a plexiglass like they do in jail. Like you got to pick up the phone and talk to the person through there.
Well, we do have, it was interesting at BravoCon last year. I remember seeing who was on which panel was a little bit interesting. And we have some shifting tides in the group this season. Seeing Rachel and Danielle really connect in the premiere, I thought,
which is nice. I like
it. It makes sense. It makes sense, you know, that
they have a lot in common. You know, they're at the same stage of their lives.
Yeah. But we see in the season trailer that Danielle and Jennifer are having some issues, and Jackie is now friendly with Teresa and with Jennifer.
That's all true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being in a place of kind of good with everyone, how do you kind of view those changes? Because I know some people in your cast have strong feelings about sort of shifting.
So this is how I feel about this. If a relationship is built on sincerity, I'm all for everyone getting along. I want more than anything. You will see this year how hard I've tried, and behind the scenes, how hard I've tried to make everyone come together, to make people put things aside, to keep this friend group together, because the last time we were in Ireland together was a beautiful time. Mm-hmm. Like it was a good time.
Yeah, that trip was really good.
That was good. We had girls' night. This is my sorority. So whoever's listening, like if you had your sorority sisters all together, you want them together for life, right? You guys meet once a year, you just have fun, you just go to things together, like housewife shows, and you just go on vacation. Like I wanted to keep this together so bad. I just don't know where to go from here, because I don't know that the new friendships are built on sincere things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like something like that. And listen, if they work out, they work out. God bless. I hope they all get along. But, you know, everything needs a strong foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tricky. I think once you've been kind of in the world of the group and the show for, you know, a handful of years, it's like figuring out who you can really trust, what is 100% genuine and what might be a little bit strategic or
what
might
are the intentions behind. Yeah. I'm all about intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like even with Paul, like I know his intentions for me are good.
Yes.
Everything is about me. He's very good to me. He wants to see me do better. Everything behind everything he does good. And sometimes he's a pain, you know, when we have fights, but it's always a good intention behind it. So I can live with that.
Yeah.
But is the, it's, is the intentions good always with certain people? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it'll rear its ugly head, of course, if it's not.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of if something is coming from a place that's not sincere, it's only a matter of time kind of before something happens. I think Andy always says that it's like if you come on Housewives with skeletons in the closet, like it might be one season, it might be three seasons, but like we're going to see them eventually.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah. Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, or a flight for that summer getaway. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On your show, I feel like more than some others, there's always kind of some rumor, something bubbling under the surface. It's, you know, in the premiere, it's John Fuda is a Bergen County his biggest drug dealer.
Wow. Being the biggest drug dealer in Bergen County, I mean, it's not like it's, you know, Patterson or something. Like Bergen County, I'm not afraid to walk down the street. I like John Fuda. John Fuda's an amazing father.
Yeah.
He's an amazing husband. He's a good friend. So what he did when he was 18, I judge him by what he's doing now, how he treats his family. Sure. We all have a story to tell, you know?
Yeah. But thinking about, there's always kind of like somebody's saying something, the streets are talking, whatnot. There's always a, like, you know, private investigator or whatever. How much do you kind of pay attention to those types of things that are being spread around, or somebody texted you something, or
I do not DM? Open them.
Yeah.
I don't listen. Because that is an abyss. Once you start to get involved with the street talkers, now you're in trouble and nothing's for free. If you become friends, if they give you information, now you owe them. It's like going to a Shylock on the street. Like if you borrow money off them, there's a high interest rate. Getting information off of somebody you don't know on Instagram, now you owe them.
Yeah.
Just keep talking to them. Be their friends. They did you a favor.
Yeah.
You can't just not acknowledge that.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about Monica from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City before we started. It's like, you know, everybody has DMs from somebody, and then it's like, where does it stop, kind of?
It does, and it's an abyss. And it's hard not to open that. It's hard not to say, oh my God, that's juicy information. It may even be about me. It may be about something somebody's doing to me. But once you engage, it's like you open the floodgates. Mm-hmm. So I don't.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about, I think,
as a matter of fact, like, let me just tell you, you asked me how, like, what do I think about, I'm not interested.
Yes.
Unless somebody says it to my face, I'm really not interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that also goes to like what you were saying about when you have an existing relationship with somebody that you're going to judge them on what happens between you. And if somebody's coming from the side with some unconfirmed whatever, you still have that relationship.
Right.
With
so
them.
There's history.
Yes.
There's knowing that person. Yeah. There's that person's history with other people. When you know someone, you could say, no, sorry, let me check with her first. And a good friend will do that.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend will not turn on you when somebody comes to you with something, no matter how much they blow smoke up your ass. You're the greatest. You're the best. Oh my God. You know what she did to you? Why don't you, you know, what's that intention? What's that person's intention coming to you to give you information about a friend of yours saying she's not your friend? Okay. Sit down with that person and ask them, why aren't we friends?
Yeah.
Did you say this? Did you do this? Under what context? Could it be misconstrued?
Mm-hmm. It was interesting in the first episode when Louis texted John Fuda to try and talk, and then he wanted to talk at the party and Louis ended up not being there. But seeing Polly kind of try to play the Dolores role a little bit with the guys.
Don't try.
How do you think it's different with the men trying to kind of be in the middle and navigate things versus the women?
You'll see Jen Fessler tries to do that too. Here's what I say.
Yeah.
You cannot ration with somebody who's emotional. Emotions do not travel in rational channels. Mm. Pauly has to understand they were very emotional in that moment. It's not the time to try to explain something. It's not the time to try to talk somebody down because they're coming in hot. They're emotional. They're upset. You know, let it die. Oh, you're right. You know what? I understand what you're saying. I see your point. We'll talk another time.
Mm. I felt that because, you know, I think John was kind of like, it feels like you're on taking Louis' side. And I could sense that, like, Polly was just kind of trying to, like, explain maybe where somebody was coming from versus actually, like, defending them.
Right. Not the time to do it when somebody's upset and emotional. In this group, a lot of times, also, when somebody calls for a meeting, it's like, I'm not doing it on your time. You're not doing it. I'm not doing it on your time. And like they go back at each other and then nothing happens. Like, like I'll tell you when I want to sit. No, I'll tell you when I want to sit.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Well, at a certain point, I think it goes back to the thing of being genuine, that it's like if two people both really care about moving on from something, then you find the time. You find the space for it.
Somebody's got to eat shit. If you want to move on from something, you have to say, okay, I don't believe you're sorry, maybe. Mm-hmm. I do believe you did it, but I'm going to leave it here and I'm going to get past it for whatever reason. Because they were a good friend to you for other reasons, because people make mistakes. Sensibly, is this worth killing a friendship over?
Mm.
So you either accept it and say, listen, there's no excuse for what the person did. There's not always an excuse for what someone did.
Yes.
Someone's not always going to tell you the truth about they did it. Don't look for the truth. Don't look for the excuse. If you really want to move past it, then just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Drop it. Yeah. And don't bring it up every fucking time you get in a fight. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah. I think it's tough. Sometimes it's like we spend years like saying that we want to move on from something, but then also coming up with every excuse to not move
then you on really from don't want to. Yeah. Because if I can forgive people in my life, hence Frank Catania, and move on from it because I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to. I could still be a bitter woman. And you know, when you walk around with that, that's an anchor. If you want to walk around with, why did somebody do this to me? Why? There's not always a reason.
Mm-hmm.
People screw up.
Yeah. How do you feel about the idea of men getting involved in the women's conversations?
I don't like men getting involved with the women's conversations. I think our men get involved with their own conversations. Mm-hmm. They have their own show here within our show.
Yes.
That's what it is. However, I don't find it very manly for a man to jump in on a woman's argument.
Mm.
I just don't.
Yeah, I think, I mean, just in anticipation of this season, I think people have a lot of reactions to the moments between John and Teresa that are in the preview.
Well, that was their argument together.
Right.
More so. That was John and Teresa arguing. And I, you know, I don't love that either. But I don't like I try to keep men in my life, in my relationship, men should know as little as possible about especially an argument.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go crying home. Would you believe what she did to me? No, don't get this. Don't get him involved.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't do things right. Then they're going to make it bigger and then they get involved. Like, it's just better that.
Yeah. Well, it's always the thing of like, oh, like I thought I was just like venting to you. And then now you want to like do something.
Now
about
you want
to
do something about it. I'm over it. I vented. Yeah. And now you want to be mad. And now things are awkward.
It's like, oh, like, no, mom, don't call the principal. Like,
I can't vent to you without you making a thing, then I'm not going to tell you things.
Right.
And I don't want to hear it again. I don't want to throw it in my face. I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I vented. Let me take it from here. You give me your advice. You tell me if I'm overreacting. You tell me if my friend's a cunt. Whatever it is you want to do, but you leave it here. This conversation stays here. I'll handle it from here. So where Rachel gets John involved, tell my husband to his face what you're saying. I don't do that.
Mm.
I don't agree with that. I love Rachel, but I don't agree with that move. Because now you have John arguing with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to maybe go over well with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Rachel is very well able to handle herself and Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have probably dragged John into it in that moment.
Yeah, I think that's part of what people responded to about Rachel in the first season, was that she showed up and she was there. She was there for it. You know, she
could totally handle
holding her own. Yeah.
And she knows her husband, you know, is probably going to get upset about that and probably say things that he should. That's why, like, yeah, I don't like to get men worked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially not men like.
You got a lot of men with personalities, let's say. Yeah,
not Italian guys. You know, the Italian guys, they get all excited. You got to keep them calm.
I was laughing so hard when you said that Polly can't eat Italian food.
Oh, God. Forget it. 2 days in bed from a meatball.
That's a tough one.
So I don't cook.
Look, you know,
I don't know what he wants me to make. Plain potatoes? I don't get.
You're like some stew. Where's the
buzzin' eagle? Yeah. I don't know. Where's, you know, where's my Italian breadcrumbs? The progresso. The progresso.
God, that's tragic, not being able to eat Italian food.
I'm sorry, Paul. You'll have to get over it.
I'm curious. You've been on the show a long time. You're used to kind of the cycle of it, you know, filming, watching, seeing, you know, confessionals, everything like that. How is it for you these days watching the show, seeing social media conversations, all of that? Like, what's your mindset when the season is airing?
What do you mean the social? I don't think things should be happening on social media.
No, I'm talking about like fans.
Oh, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
What about the fans? How they? Our fans become a part of us.
Yeah. Let's just say Jersey is a show that creates strong reactions in people.
Right. Because that's what we act like. What, you know, we get the same vibes back that we give.
Yeah.
Our fans are very passionate the way we are.
But so when the show's airing, are you reading comments? Are you seeing things, or do you kind of like put it over there? And
well, listen, I look at a lot of dogs on Instagram. That's where I spend most of my time.
Mm-hmm.
I look at a lot of like body transformations. Like if somebody loses a lot of weight, I'm so happy for them and things like that. I don't really look at all the comments. I try to get back to everybody. Like I try to look at them, but there's so many,
mm-hmm.
you know, I find them really funny, like things like that. But for my show, I try to not look as much.
Yeah. I think it's tough because people feel so strongly in one direction or another. And the thing about watching the show is that there's no correct answer necessarily, you know,
like Paul, there was no correct, like there was nothing he could have said in that moment.
Yeah.
Except for I hate Louis. That would have made anybody happy. I hope Louis gets hit by a train. Then he would have had a nice conversation with everybody. But that's, you can't always tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go over well, but it makes a good show.
Mm-hmm. So this season, obviously, it's just getting started. I don't know, like we've said, the bridges have been burned. I don't know if we can expect necessarily like one big happy family at the end of it. But what do you feel like is kind of the goal of this season from your perspective in the group?
To start off the season, my goal was to get them back to being civil,
mm-hmm.
actually. By the time I left, my goal was to have whoever's closure at this point that needed to be, so be it.
Mm.
And let's take it from there, because it gets crazy, you'll see.
Yeah. Well, and it's also like, at a certain point, it's like, I've done what I can do, you know?
Absolutely.
You can't like, you know, lose sleep over people who just don't want to be,
just like
friends.
Any relationship, when you look in the mirror and you throw your hands up and you say, I've done everything that I could do and now I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
It comes to that, and you know, so be it. Like, whatever's done, let it be done already.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, I mean, I think your position of neutrality is very important on this show more than ever.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it is. It is. But it's not the way I wanted it.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, it's been a long time now that you've been on the show. When you kind of look back over the course of it, like, how do you feel like, have you changed as a person being on the show? Or do you feel like it's helped you kind of unlock any part of yourself?
Yeah. So my first time on the show, my first year, I didn't want to come out of my room because they were having a birthday party for me. And there was maybe all of 15 people in a room. And I was so like, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't take this. I can't accept this. Mm. And somebody on the show said to me, you have to learn to take. And you have to learn to love yourself. And you have to learn your worth. And you deserve this part. But for me, you would have thought it was 1,000 people and millions of dollars. And I could not come out of my room. I'm like, this is too much for me. It can't be about me. So I learned that it's okay to let someone give you something. I learned it was okay to have girlfriends that you could talk to. And I learned that it's okay to share your feelings and not be so ashamed of if you're upset about something or if something's hurt you or whatever. And I learned, you know, I just learned a lot from other people, like mistakes that they make, I see. There's a lot of things. I grew a lot.
I think that's amazing, though, because I think a lot of women that I've talked to who come on Housewives as, you know, mothers, as people who have worked really hard for a lot of their life, it is an opportunity to kind of like
come into yourself,
maybe a new phase of life, you know, receive love and, you know.
I spent a lot of my life alone and internalizing things and dealing with things on my own. And I think that's really what prepared me for this part of my life. And these friends and this part of it all. Yeah. But have I changed at all as a person? Or I still go to Patterson every day to hang out with my friends. And, you know, not every day, but as much as I can. And my friends from kindergarten and third grade are still my friends.
Yeah, that's cool. People love your family, too.
Thank you. I'll still go to my mom's house and scrub her floors.
People love Valerie.
Ah, Valerie is so good. She's so selfless. And I'm so blessed to have a mother that taught me what's the most important things in life. And it's not what money can buy.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, congrats on the new season.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. Watch Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's back. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Betches.